Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and peace to you, our beautiful listening audience. Welcome again to the broadcast radio show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion will be Judgment Day is coming soon. Are you prepared? We will have Imam Shahid Shabazz on soon, but we want to remind you that when you wake up in the morning, always recognize the Creator. Recognize Him and thank Him for such a beautiful day, for giving you another chance, giving us another chance to get it together, to do better today than we did yesterday. Our Creator is so merciful. We can't thank Him enough for the many, many blessings. There are so many unseen blessings that we have no idea about, which are our most important than we did the day before. And now, I give to you, our radio listening audience, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
As if the material world is going to last forever, and the material things are going to last forever. But everything in the heavens and earth is temporary. Almighty God Allah, the Most High, says there's final revelation in the Holy Quran. He said He created the heavens and the earth and all between for justice, for just ends, and for a term upon it. So therefore, we are only here for a short period of time. Almighty Allah, again, in His final revelation in the Quran, said we are only here in the material world for a brief moment. Hold on just 1 second. We're not getting a good reception. And I don't really like that audience if you're bad with fixing it. If we can't get a better reception, I don't like this reception.
If you were bear with us, our audience will have Imam Shahid Shabazz to call back in and maybe perhaps get a better reception. We're getting a very poor reception here online this morning. Our apologies to you. Many times we do have these problems. Just bear with us. It'll only take another minute. Imam Shabazz, to call in again. Thank you. Today, our radio listening audience, he's bringing us a very, very mindful message that we should think and be consciously aware of the fact that each day, Judgment Day is coming soon. Are you ready? And we talk about Judgment Day, but we don't want to think about it. We talk about it as though it's a social conversation, and we're not taking it serious. But it's our reality. Reality of every existing soul. So therefore, we must constantly stay aware of our actions, our conduct, what we do and how we live. I see, Imam Shahid Shabazz is back on the air. Let's try again and see if we can get a better reception with him now. Imam Shahid Shabazz, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Seems like we have a better reception. I hope so, anyway. So, in continuation of the thought of the Judgment Day, people, there's no purpose. We still have this interference.
I don't know what it is.
Radio listening audience, I have a better reception now. And what I was saying is this, is that the judgment day is the whole purpose of life. If we were just created conditioned skin, we were not created people without purpose. We were not created without responsibility. We have purpose, and we have a responsibility. We have a purpose for which we were created. Almighty God, Allah created everything with purpose and meaning. Life has a meaning. Life is real. Life is serious. And the grave is not the end of life for the believer. Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he says, don't think of those who die. Serving him, worshiping him, you see, devoted to his cause, to him, as dead. He said, no, they still live. Finding their substance that will sustain their real life, spiritual life with him and his spiritual world. So we have to understand that life is sustained spiritually because life is spiritual. So when we are born physically, we're already born to die physically. We know this. I think everybody, in fact, I know everybody know that. You see, we're born knowing that we are going to die. But we're not necessarily born with the, ability to distinguish. Now, we're not born with the ability to understand the purpose of life and death until we are blessed to mature, to grow into an adult and come into the understanding of our Creator, Allah, and his plan and purpose for our life. Then we will begin to understand that our life is not just here to do whatever we choose to do with it, but we have already been given a purpose. We've already been given a roadmap to follow, you see, that will guide our life back. He created us just to test our faith in this world, but not to stay here. This world is like a school. You know, when you're in school, you don't stay in school. You know, you got to graduate, and you want to graduate so that you can go on and fulfill your purpose, you know, your goals that you have in life. Well, the goal of life is the Creator, Almighty God. He's the goal. And the purpose of life is to worship and serve him and prepare ourselves for him at the end of our life so that we can be, you know, saved from our own impurities and own ills in this material world, and be purified in this world through worship of Almighty Allah, serving Almighty Allah, serving humanity, and working for justice. Justice means equality. That is, one for others, the good of Almighty Allah that you want for yourself. At this time, radio listening audience, I just want to make sure that everyone is getting the reception and receiving the message, and you can hear me. Okay, we'll continue. So, with that said, we just want to say that the judgment day is very serious. And, you know, every day people are dying so fast. And time, you can see, is moving fast. And as many signs we see every day that let us know we're in the last days. And Almighty Allah says, in the final revelations in the Holy Quran, he said the judgment is near. He said, but most people don't take it serious. He said, of the end of things, when there will be no more world, no more people in this world, most people don't prepare for that day. The day of judgment is the whole purpose of a religion. If you don't believe that you're going to be accountable at the day of judgment for your actions, what reason do you have to try to live right, to try to, treat people justly? You think that you going to get away at the end of your life for everything that you did wrong here? You don't think you're going to have to give an accountability for that? What is the purpose of faith? What is the purpose of religion? The purpose of faith and the purpose of religion is us to a consciousness that we're not independent creatures, that we are definitely, like all creation, dependent on our Creator for everything. Nothing created can survive without the Creator sustaining it. Everything depends on the Creator to sustain it. The Creator is not only the light and the life of the heavens, but He's also the light and the life of the earth. Everything in the creation of the earth is sustained by the same Creator of the heavens. He's the Creator and Sustainer and the Lord of the heavens and the earth, people. And, you know, Almighty God, Allah say for all of you people who don't believe in the judgment day, He say, well, you know, once, He say, we didn't exist. Nothing existed. And He created His first creation, we see here, from nothing. So we say, why is it so hard for you to believe that when He destroyed His whole world, that He can't remake a new world? He can do anything He wants to do. All He has to do anything is say, kum, fire, kum, be, and it becomes a reality. It comes into existence. He's not a human being. A human being can't do that. You got some people around here talking about they're gods. The black man is God. You got blacks talking about the black man is God. You got so-called white people talking about white people are God. And you got a big controversy about people talking about whether Jesus is black or white. Like that's something big, you know, like that's something, you know, you should be arguing about. Well, you shouldn't be arguing about that at all, because first of all, Jesus was a prophet and a messenger. Peace be upon Him, and a servant of Almighty Allah. Well, our focus should be on the same one Jesus was focused on, worshiping and pleasing and serving, and that's Almighty God. And I say this for the Christians in particular, because they really, really argue with the Muslims about Jesus being the Son of God and that you will not go to heaven unless you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believe in the blood they say He shed on the cross to atone for our sins, which that never happened. He was never killed on a cross. And Almighty God is a just God. He will not make one man pay for the sins of all the people in the world. That's injustice. If you commit the sin, you're responsible to pay for the sin. Jesus was nothing but a human being, a messenger. And then His mother Mary, because you do have people that worship Prophet Esau, Jesus' mother Mary. Avatar, they say that Jesus' mother is the mother of God. That's ridiculous, people. Just think about it. The mother of God, and even in the Bible, so contradictory, because it's been revised over and over and over and over again. It says in the beginning, it was the Word. Just the Word. What Word? Who Word? The Word of Almighty God, Allah. And from the Word of Almighty God, Allah, He said, let there be, and He created angels. He said, let there be, and He created this world we live in, the heavens and the earth and all the animals. He said, let there be, you see, and He allowed evil to exist in the world to test the faith of the human being, to see which of us would choose the evil of this world. But the goodness of Almighty God in our own heart and soul, you see. Belief in Almighty God alone, belief in the unseen. It's not belief in what you see, because He taxes us with the things we see. All the things we see are just an illusion. I shared this with my wife. All the things we see are just illusions that will take us, if we follow them, to our awful conclusion. A conclusion that we do not want, and it's called hell. You see, the hell of misery. And this hell is not on earth. You hear a lot of people say, well, we already live in hell, so I don't believe it's going to be no other hell. They are ignorant people. People. Everything here in the material world is only a sign of what's coming in the spiritual world of Almighty God Allah. Almighty God Allah said He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And a lot of people in religion, in Islam, Christianity, Judaism,
A lot of people will tell you that new heaven and new earth is going to be here. But how can it be new if it be just like the heaven and earth we already got? It's not going to be like this. It's going to be completely new. And none of us have we don't know how it's going to be because we ain't dead and we haven't been resurrected in Almighty God, Allah's new world, real world. This ain't the real world. This is a false world. Everything in it is false. So this is all based on the judgment day. Judgment day. If you don't believe in the judgment day, your religion, whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever your religion, can have no meaning. Because that means that you don't believe you got to give an accountability for what you're doing now. And that's how most people live. They live as though they don't have to answer to Almighty God Allah for their actions in the next world, in another world. They act like this world is it. If I can get away with my crimes here in this world, I've got away. I don't have to answer to a God. They don't have to say this. Their actions show this. Because if you believe that you don't have to stand before Allah, your creator, and give an accountability for everything you do, then you will live every day trying to please him. You will live every day as if it's your last day. And I tell you, people, I share with you, people, today is a lot of people's last day. Ask yourself the question. If it's your last day, are you ready? Are you prepared for your creator? And if you don't believe in the judgment day, ask yourself this question. Supposing that do happen and you didn't believe in it, look at what position you're going to be in. You're not going to be able to change your position and then start believing on that day. Almighty God, Allah, the Most High say, now while we're living, he's given us time in the material world. He said, now is the time for action, righteous action, and spiritual gain or spiritual profit. Most people act like in this world, even in Islam, they act like when they gain in materially, they act like that's the profit. You hear more people in religion talking about world and material matters and material things than you do spiritual matters of God or religion or the judgment day or anything that's related to the divine plan and purpose of our life created by Almighty God Allah. When we're blessed to wake up in the morning, we should start praising our Creator. We should ask His forgiveness all day long. Because Almighty God Allah says that on the day of judgment, we don't need all the extra good that we can do along with good intentions just for our souls to be saved. Because people, we are so weak in flesh as human beings, and we sin so much that if Almighty God Allah was to judge all of us on the day of judgment, just based on our deeds, none of us, Almighty God Allah say, would make it back to heaven, would be saved. Our souls would not be saved. It's only through his grace and mercy that he wipes out, forgives us so much. He's often forgiven, most merciful. So we have to appreciate the mercy of Almighty God Allah. You see, appreciate us for often returning in grace and mercy and forgiveness. Gets mercy for granted like most people do. Don't walk around here on this earth thinking that you're independent. Don't think you are island by yourself. Don't think you don't need other people. We all, as people, as human beings, we need each other. Our origin or beginning was as one man. One man. Almighty God created the world of all human beings from one man, Adam. And then he gave him a mate, a soulmate, Eve. And then from Adam and Eve, he created all people, from a man, a male, and a female. But when he put his spirit in them, he made them one soul. So in essence, all of the human family, the human race, no matter what your race, we're one soul. But the devil, or the one we call Lucifer, Satan, the devil, his job is to keep us divided, thinking that you white, I'm black, you stick to your race, I stick to my race, the Africans, they stick to their race. Even we got Africans that reject us as African Americans and say we're not their people. And we look just like them, we come from Africa. And I'm just saying that to say how bad people are divided. But we all come from Africa as far as our physical origins. They don't call Africa Mother Earth for nothing. That's why Almighty God created Adam, the first man in Africa. So all people originated from Africa. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he wanted to argue with me about, you know, that where the colors come from, which this is not something I get engaged in controversy about, because color don't make no difference, skin color people. What makes it different and going to change the world and make the world a better place for us to live is us connecting with the spirit of Almighty God inside of us. And this spirit has no color. It's not black, white, Jew, it has no color. There's a DVD called Hidden Colors. And on this DVD, you have a lot of scholars. And it makes so much sense what they're saying, that if you study history sincerely, history will reward your research. And on this particular DVD, it shows how their first people were dark people. They were Africans, dark people, or so-called Africans. They were dark people. And as they traveled around the world and migrated to Europe and different parts of the world, some of them settled there, and because of the climate, their skin began to get lighter, and this is where all the different colors, so-called colors of the human race started. You know, even in science and art, school, it takes black. Black is the basic color that you have to mix to get all other colors. So in nature, everything comes out of darkness into light. Everything, and symbolically, everything comes out of ignorance. All people, we first are ignorant, and then we come into enlightenment or knowledge. And you know, Almighty God, Allah say, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So the chief enemy of mankind, I can't emphasize enough today, is ignorance. You see, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. So, people, we need to seek knowledge. We are taught in Al-Islam to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. From the time we're born to the time we die. We also are taught to go as far as China seeking knowledge. That is just to say, go all over the world and seek knowledge. Almighty Allah said, go all over the world and see what I did. See the wonders that I created in my creation. And also see what I did to those who rejected faith and went against my divine and moral laws on the earth. You see, and gave their lives over to vanity and sin and corruption. One particular city, he wiped out so thoroughly, it's as if though it never existed. It's called Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, you won't find no traces over there. I think it's over near the Red Sea where it ever existed because of the heinous sins, the abominable and heinous sins they committed. Well, you know, history repeats itself because those same sins are being committed right here in the United States of America. Even worse than that, there are sins being committed. This is something that might shock a lot of you, but there are so-called rich people, materially that is, right now, so-called African America and black people all over the world, poor in poverty. And you know what they're doing? They're not only taking their body parts, the rich people, and trying to prolong their physical life on earth by using their body parts. Guess what, people? They are also just been blessed to come into this knowledge, but it didn't surprise me. They're also taking black people in particular, cutting up their body parts just like you do slaughtering an animal, and they are mixing their body parts with the meat that we eat, like the hamburgers and lamb and stuff like that, that meat can blend in with. And they say that they have been selling this meat in the stores. When you go to McDonald's, Wendy's and places, you're not just eating cow meat, you're eating human beings' meat also. Because these same people understand that Europeans that brought us to the United States of America, study their history. See, that's the problem. Most people don't study history. Study their history, and you will find that they say that we were cannibals over in Africa. That is, people who eat the flesh of other human beings, eat their flesh like a lion eats the raw meat of another animal. No, 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 no. There's no history of black people in Africa being cannibals, but there are history of the European people, the Caucasian people, being cannibals. When they were in the caves of Europe, the Caucasus Mountains, they were eating each other's dead flesh. They didn't have food, so when one would die, they would all feast on that body to survive, you see. And they also, this is history you must know, and they need to be reminded of too, around here acting like they're some superior being, better than all other people. These people were the lowest people that came out of Europe, and they were rejected by their own people because they were so low and animalistic. And all of these bad habits that we have as African-American people, the European people, when they went over to Africa and seen that most of us were Muslims, our ancestors and civilized, they got jealous. And so they said, we're going to take these people. And they see also that Africa was the richest continent on the planet Earth. So they said, we got to divide these people. Not only are we going to take their wealth material, but we're going to take all of this great knowledge they have, and we're going to give them the knowledge that we have, which is animalistic knowledge. We don't know how to be civilized. We see that these people are doing great things. They're building structures, pyramids, and they still can't figure out how our old pyramids were built today. Scientists can't even figure it out because the spiritual base, Almighty God gave us, the Africans, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the deed working through us gave us the strength to build those pyramids. Where even modern science and technology can't even figure out, because Almighty God, Allah, is all-powerful and all-wise, and he blesses whomsoever he pleases with whatever he pleases. So reverse psychology is the main tool of the devil. And these devil people in the United States government are using reverse psychology on the African-American people to keep us thinking that we're inferior to them and they are superior to us. Not only inferior to them, but they got us thinking that we're inferior to all of the human beings. And when they allow anybody to come here, they give them passports, visas or whatever to come here. You see, green cards. They let them know, they teach them that these are blacks, Negroes. They are not human beings like you. That they were created different from you. And if you were to come here and you were to live among them, you have to treat them like animals because they are not human. They can't think for themselves. And in slavery, 100, 200, 300 years ago, if they caught a slave, one of our ancestors, the black people, reading, they would beat them so bad. They would bring them out in front of all other slaves and make an example out of them to put a fear that African-American people are reading. And this very day, that curse is still on us as a race. Muslims, too. African-American period, whether you're Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever you call it, Joshua, Yahweh, most of you are ignorant. And you have an inferiority complex to where you hate your own black self, so-called black self, and you love white people. You want to be white, and you hate being black. And white people, so-called white people, they'll never accept you as being white, and they shouldn't. Because Almighty God didn't create you to be white. If he created you black, or so-called black, you should be satisfied to be black who he created you. And if he created them to be white, they should be satisfied to be so-called white, and we should love each other. You understand? That basically, if you will. Almighty God, Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know one another. So the different races and tribes are not for us to stay divided and to hate each other. You nigger, you old cracker, you old damn Jew. No. No, that's forbidden by God. That's from ourselves. When we don't accept the will of Almighty God in our life, Allah, we are divided. When we accept the will of Almighty God sincerely in our life, no matter whether you're Christian, Jew, Muslim, you automatically will see each other as one, and you won't discriminate against one religion against another religion, like Christians discriminate against Muslims, or Muslims discriminate against Christians and Jews. That is wrong. So at this time, we want to give away to the co-host. She might have someone that want to speak, or she might even want to speak. So thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you, audience. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Shabazz. At this time now, it's time for us to check in and see if we have any guests who would like to comment or ask a question. Remember, if there are any of you out in the audience who are listening, just push the number one button on your phone. You will show up on our switchboard, and we will have you to come on and be a guest and comment and speak. Ask questions, or you can just make a comment. You can criticize. We need that growth, you know. And we need to know where we need to improve for you so that we can give you the best and the best way, the message that the Creator has given to us, you in a way that you can understand and pass it on. So at this time, I do see that we do have a guest speaker on the line. I'm going to have that person to comment and ask a question now. The number is 919-479-2092. And again, I believe that's our most beautiful brother who is so consistent in supporting us and listening to our radio broadcast. We want you to come on now. I just want to make them to you, brother. Give us a comment or ask a question at this time.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Isla.
Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Larry.
919-479.
Yes, my name is Larry, and I'm calling out of North
Carolina. Can you hear me,
North
brother?
Carolina. Yes, I can. Look, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, brother, I'm Shaheed, Sister Isla. I don't know if I'm having a problem with my phone. I want to think it. I am, but I'm able to hear you, and inshallah, you are able to hear me, too. I am having a little problem, but I clear enough to I guess, make a comment. If you can hear me, you know, I'll speak a minute, and if not, then y'all can continue on. But I am.
We can hear you now, brother. I think that was that I didn't have my speaker on, and I didn't have a phone close enough to my ears that. But I didn't get a good reception then, but I'm getting a very clear reception now, and you may continue. We want to thank you for coming on again today.
Well, thank you, too, sister, and I'm hearing you better as well. Again, I'd like to say I'd like to give Almighty, praise Almighty God Allah for giving us, giving you guys the ability to speak to the people. Again, I Shaheed and myself go back for a long ways, and again, I've let people know, and I tell people that he's the reminder of to bring us back to introduce us to Allah. I would say to the will of Allah and His word, His word, and which is a great thing. You know, a lot of times we do tend to get off the straight path and the right path, and not that you know that I think we try to judge others by not being like us, as he say, black, white, Jew, or Christian, but just to remind you that that there is only one God, and that you know, because I call him Allah, then don't confuse, don't turn yourself away from God merely because of his name, because he has many names, many attributes, and he allows us to take on his great names and his attributes. So don't be confused by that. But the brother, and I've been knowing him for a long time, and we've had sometimes controversies, disagreements, but good disagreements. And but he is a reminder that there's only one God, and righteous as he is, and that's what we should seek to be on the right path on which he has laid for us to go through his prophecy. So, brother, I mean, it's always great to hear from you on the show. I love it. I look forward to being on look forward to hearing you and look forward to responding. And also, I like to look. I listen forward to wanting to hear the response that you have from your guest speakers and your listeners. And it's always great to like I say, tune in. I would say that you know, we are, I think, this day and time, you know, we are in a day and time whereas we are being judged for things that we do, things that we say, things that we do, things that we have done as a people, and you know, be it black, be it white, be it here in America and throughout. And as they say, what's done in the dark will come to the light, and that's a sure sign of a judgment day, and whether we know it or not, whether we want to accept it or not, it's right upon us, because now is the day, and this. This age and time is that it's barely anything that a person can do or people can do now to hide. I mean, you know, there are some things I see on TV and on news and throughout that people do, and you wonder where was the camera at, or how did they get seen, or how was it that they, you know, they got caught and things of this nature. I mean, you got all kinds of things. You got DNA. You got cameras that's picking up people. And one of my favorite movies to speak about is Enemy of the State. And that kind of really took me out when I first seen that movie, about how the cameras can just, is on people and picking you up, what you're doing, your movements that you're doing, and the thing that you're doing. So when we think we're getting away with something, there's always somebody watching us. And to me, that's a sure sign of Allah's work, because he's always watching us. He always knows and sees what we're doing. So now, with what we have today, with the technology in the world, somebody's always seeing what we're doing and where we're at, you know. Your phone calls, you can make a phone call. You can say, well, I was in Durham, but yet the phone indicates that you were in Richmond, Virginia. So, I mean, to me, it's a sure sign of Judgment Day, and it's been predicted that it will come. And so, and a lot of times we are not prepared for it, but, you know, And how, why I say so is because, I mean, sometimes I'm not prepared to what's going to happen when I go to my family reunion. What somebody might say, what somebody might wear, what somebody might do, how somebody might accept you. So we're not always prepared, and so it's always an everyday struggle, an everyday consistency to be prepared, to get prepared, and to try to stay prepared, because we're never really ready for that, because we never know, but we just have to prepare ourselves for that day and time in which to come. And inshallah, with our preparation, he will always guide us and always help us to get through what there is for us to get through with, because we don't know, and he knows we don't know, and apparently it's not for us to know the future, but it's for us to prepare and be ready for what it is to come. And when we get to that point, even though we still don't know, we still not prepared, though we try, though we seek to prepare, though we seek to what's to come, then he will surely guide us through it, you know, even without our understanding. And that's why he's so merciful and so graceful. And I give praise and honor and glory unto Almighty God Allah. Thank you, brother, and I'll continue to listen on, and inshallah we hear from some of your other listeners, because I'm a listener, so I love to listen.
Thank you very much, Brother Larry.
That was very beautiful, your comments on the judgment day. In reference to what we were speaking on judgment day. And as you said, even in this area of work, we see that when we do something, if it's right or wrong, there's a judgment. Because for every action we have an opposite reaction. In other words, if you do good, Almighty Allah, what reward is there for good, even in this world, other than a good reward? And he said, what a reward is there for bad deeds other than bad? And we see that even in religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, we see people, they say, well, I got faith. I believe in God. What do they call God, Almighty God by name? Like you said, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the conduct of people, how they treat themselves, and how they treat each other. Almighty God, Allah, I love this man, Brother Larry, you probably do too, and many others probably do. You know, there's a saying out of the Bible that says, go like this, and this is Almighty Allah speaking, they say, how can you know me? God, Allah, whom you have not seen. Mm-hmm. And you see your brother and your sister among mankind every day. And show them no love, no compassion. And today we see in the world that, you know, there's less love, there's less care for people. I'm here in the Washington, D.C. area, the nation's capital, the capital of the world, really. And you would be just appalled to see how this government cares nothing about the masses of the human being. Politics is a game. And this game is played for few to destroy or annihilate the many. That's why we got about 1 to 2%, 3% rich, and the other 97 or 6 poor people all over the world. It's an imbalance, injustice. So the judgment is upon us now, but this judgment is leading us to the final judgment. And the final judgment, Almighty Allah says, very near too, when all people, every knee shall bow, all the people that disbelieve in Allah, Almighty God now, even the Satan, they will bow. Everybody and everything that Allah created will bow in submission and acknowledge His oneness that He's one God. All of the controversies that people have now, they disagree about God and the way He wants us to live. Almighty God, Allah, they will be resolved on this final day of judgment. So he said, don't argue with people about their faith, about religion. Because he said, person, he said, each of us, as individuals, have to give an accountability to Him for ourselves. You know, Brother Larry, a lot of people, they say in this world, you hear a lot, this is mine. These are my children. This is my car. This is my body. This is my life. I do what I want to do with it. And you know, that is so absurd and ignorant to me. Because we didn't come in this world with anything. We didn't come in this world with children. We didn't come in this world with money. We didn't come in this world with material things. And in fact, we came in this world bare and naked and alone. And Almighty Allah, it will lead the same way. And he said, we're resurrected from the dead, our dead raised, the same way for the judgment day. There and alone. He said, a father won't even know a son. A mother won't know a daughter. You won't have no friend. Each person, Allah, there will be having enough concern of their own as to whether or not they go into that real fire they're going to see, or they go going into heaven with Almighty God. Allah. Preoccupied. Their mind. He said it will be such a day that even though everybody will be so naked, men and women won't even be looking at each other like they're in this world now. You see a woman walk down the street naked, and if you're not in the market, she's like, wow, man, she still looks good, boy. I still would like to get next to her. And right across the woman said, man, he's fine. That's a fine dude, boy. I sure would like to have him. We won't even be recognizing nothing and no one but the Creator on that day. So in this world, we are not supposed to idolize or worship anything created. We are supposed to recognize that our Creator, unseen, is the only reality. And this is the thing that I talk to people whenever I'm blessed with an opportunity to in general conversation, try to bring their attention to the reality that when your Creator created you, he put his spirit, some of his spirit, inside of your heart. So that you would have a direct relationship and connection with him. So that's what we see happening today. Almighty God is separating people who are in religion and who are religious. And there's a difference in being religious and spiritual. You know, religion becomes whatever you must have it. If I smoke cigarettes all the time, that becomes my religion. If I like to have sex all the time, that becomes my religion. If I like to get a car all the time, that becomes my religion. So anything can become your religion. You can do all kinds of wrong. Sin. All kinds of sin. And that becomes your religion. But when you deal with the spirituality of Almighty God alone, you do it all good. So what does this tell us? We should not be dealing with religion. We should be dealing with the spirituality of our Creator. In our personal life, we should know our Creator for ourselves personally. And recognize, as you said, or my wife said, that He sees you at all times and knows what you're doing. He knows the thoughts in your heart. He knows what you desire. And like you said, Brother Larry, the Creator allows him in the last days. Everything that people have been hiding for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, he will manifest. He will bring God into the open for everybody to see. And you can rest assured as many things come on TV that the United States government in particular don't want the people to know they've been hiding from us in what they call the Secret Service, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. And they got a thing called Need to Know. And what they mean is lots of things that the people, the public, the general public don't need to know that they do it. They're wrong, and they don't let Need to Know. You don't need to know. You don't need to know that. Now, yeah, they're going to be a problem, man. Other people, and a lot of people. So why are they going to pass laws to hurt people, to do harm to people? And said, people don't need to know what we're going to do to them. So we can see that our only hope as a people is not the government of the world. That's the United States government. Because we are this government. We are all the government. We are the United Nations and New York City. You have your UN. This is the United Nations. You have all the governments in the world. They come together and they plot and plan what they're going to do in their people. For their people. And it's genocide. You have a few wicked rulers, and you can see today and it's had to be the last day because Almighty God alone, He's destroying all of the wicked rulers, and He's replacing them with good leadership. I don't care what anybody says about President Obama. President Obama is a good leader. President Clinton was a good leader. So Almighty God is changing this world. Even if people don't change, third, fourth, fifth, sixth stage. And it's going to be all good.
So this is what Almighty God said, quote, as he created the world in the beginning, so shall he return this material world back in the end to the good world and the just world that he created for all human beings. And this is the time we're in. The kingdom of the law is coming in, and he's wiping out all the evil and all the bad. Because that's born to his creation. He created all his creation good. So the evil comes from people, and people having freedom of choice to choose the Father, the Creator, Allah, or to choose the Father themselves. And Almighty Allah said all the evil that we see happening in the world comes from the hands of people, the actions of people. It's all the good that Allah comes from. It is divine birth and grace. So, you know, we just want to talk. This is a general conversation. And anybody else that wants to follow or come on the program, we're for you. Because we know that Almighty God Allah has put some knowledge and some wisdom and goodness in all people. All we have to do is have faith and trust him and trust in his goodness and trust in his goodness in one another. And this is what else I want to say before I stop at this time. If you look for the bad in people, you don't have to look at God and start with yourself. You see, but what we need to do is start looking for the good in ourselves and looking for the good in others, and you will find it. Because that was there before the bad came. So that's what I want to say before I stop. So this time I'm going to ask for prayer and turn the back over to the phone. And thank you, Brother
Randy, for your comment. Again, I want to thank the it's our soul. It is our faith. It's journey to him. And this we want him to be agreed with.
Yes, sister. I'm hearing you. You guys are having an echo, but I mean, I'm able to piece together the understanding of what you guys are saying. But there is an echo that's coming through your phone, the station, I guess you say. So I don't know if that may be affecting the other listeners or not. But I know I do have some problems with my phone also from time to time. But I do hear an echo coming through through the sound bite.
You might not hear it now, Brother Larry. We're away from the computer, and I think my wife was too close to the computer. You should not hear it as much anyway. So I don't know. But hopefully you shouldn't hear it as much as you was during it, you know, in the listening audience. So if you want to continue to give a comment on this topic, judgment is coming soon. Are you prepared? We welcome your comments because it don't seem to be many listeners that really want to give comments on the program. It's all right because Almighty God, Allah said He gave us 2 ears and 1 tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. I wasn't blessed to start really learning the truth, and I've been with the truth now for almost 40 years until I began to listen more than I was talking. When I was talking too much, I was making the same mistake over and over again. Because when you talk too much, you can't really hear Almighty God. Allah speaking. What he put in me to share with you all today, and I hope that he'll forgive us we said anything to mislead you all. I don't believe we have, because I prayed and asked him to guide me before we came on, me, Brother Larry, and my wife, so that we would be like an empty vessel that he would just use to try to get the attention of the world, the people of the world, the majority of the people, and call them to remember the gift judgment all the time, because that's going to determine when he's going to spend eternity. We know the conditions in this world are bad, but these conditions are nothing compared to a world, an existence in a world that have horrific conditions, and it will never end. And that place is called hell. And people, it's real whether you believe it or not. And Prophet Muhammad prayed when he was upon it, said when we die, our faith is already sealed. We are going one place or the other. We're going either to heaven or hell. It's already set locked. So you won't have a chance to be with Allah if you have a gift of good life. So give me a chance to go back on earth. I want to live that bad, corrupt life that I live. I'll live a good life. And Almighty God alone says that he wants to do that, the people that say that, they're lying. He said they ain't going to deal with anything. Go back to sinning. So you see, people, there's too much hypocrisy and sin in faith today, too. But you can't hide from Almighty God alone. You got too many people trying to impress their preacher, their ma'am, their rabbi, their religious leader, and trying to impress their so-called friends, their family. But their family, preachers, these religious leaders, they cannot save you. Only one can save people is your own self. You have to save your soul from yourself. And I'm talking about this carnal self, these false desires we got. We have to save our soul from the sinful carnal desires that we have all the time, that desire vanity and lust all the time. Only lust are the things we need to have. So, you know, Brother Larry, at this time, pick up the brother out and come on and give a few comments. And it won't be too long if you want to pull him up. I hope you can hear what he needs without too much echo. And the rest of the listening audience.
Yes, Brother Shahid, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I still get a little, echo, but that's okay. I can understand. I was just more concerned, not only for myself, but for your listening audience. But I would like to say that you know, it's always, as always, it's a great show. But in these days and times, I would say is that we have to. I think that we as human beings and as people here today, with this being so much, some things that we do in life these days, a lot of time before we can even explain ourselves or try to bring justice upon ourselves to justify even our wrongdoings, before we can even get a chance a lot of times to apologize to people for some of the things that we do, it's already out there. You know, it's already out there on Facebook. It's already out there thrown out to the people. And it comes back to us as a judge, as a judgment. And so we are surely, I think, living in a time where we can see judgment. Now, is this the judgment from Almighty Allah? I would say maybe. I would say not. But is it something that that we need to take a closer look at? Because surely there are signs in everything that, and when we look around and look outside of ourselves, surely Allah shows us signs and sends us messengers and sends us signs of the times, as you say. And not only does he send us signs of the time through the weather and through the animals or the plants, he also sends us messages and signs through each other, through human beings, and the things that we do, and even the things that we may create as human beings. So surely I say that there's a sign of judgment. So and when we talk about it, when you talk about being prepared for it, And there again, I say that sometimes we're not even ready to apologize before it's already out there. We don't get a chance to apologize or get a chance to show justification of what we did that may be thrown out there as judged. So all of a sudden, then we have to start to apologize. There's a big thing this week that was on news and been on news, I would say, a couple of weeks now about Bill Cosby's thing. So even with something like that, it goes to show that, and I'm not saying that he did these things. I don't know. I haven't really looked into enough of it to even give a judgment on it. Or I'm just making a statement now with something of this magnitude. These are things that will come back to haunt you or come back at you if you did do them. I don't know if he did them. Maybe a lot of people don't know if he did them. But if he did do them, these are things that will come back to haunt you. And not only that, that's just pretty much a personal, how can I say it? That's a personal thing, or that's something that he did physically, or something that he did to other people. But not only will that, the Holy Quran says that in the day of judgment, even your own body will rebel against you. Your own organs, your own body will rebel against you. So if you've done things to yourself, eating the wrong things, doing those kind of things to yourself, it may not affect you throughout your 20s. It may not affect you throughout your 30s, maybe not even in your 40s. But as you get older, in your 50s and things of this nature, some of these things that you've done, even down to eating, the things that you've eaten over these years will come back to haunt you, will come back to the drugs that you've done, the things that you've done to your body, to your temple of God, will come back to haunt you and show you that yeah, now you're being judged because of the things that you've done. And so so there's a sign in Allah's creation that there will be a judgment day, and the judgment day is upon you. And so you have to be very careful about what you do, what you say, what you eat, and these things, because you're writing your own strip, and it will be read before you. It will be brought back to your attention and your days to come. And it's nothing that hadn't been predicted. So it's not that we should look at it that it's oh man, this is a dead time where we don't know what's going to happen. We should already know what's going to happen because it's already been predicted. Now, whether or not we want to hear that, that's a whole different story. Whether or not we want to accept it, that's a whole different story. And that's why a lot of times, and I always say to you, Shahid, and your listening audience, about you being a reminder, and often I tell you that, you know, people may not want to hear it. And I know that's a fact. That people, when I talk to people, I have talked to people, as if you talking to people, Shahid, and as you and I talk often together, expressing some things that we are enlightening each other and sharing things with each other outside of yourself. And if I was to, when I talk to people about Allah and about eating right and about doing things that I think is right, you know, a lot of times people don't want to hear it, you know, and I know that they don't want to hear it, and they let me know that they don't want to hear it, and so I know that they don't. But now, am I supposed to, do I continue to do it? Of course I do, but this is just one thing. People, you know, as I say, even in the scripture, and it tells us about things that we see. It tells us about judgment day, things that's going to come. You know, a lot of time we hallelujah about it, but we a lot of time, for the most part, we don't hallelujah about the things that we want to hear, not the things that we don't want to hear. The things that may bring inconvenience to us as individuals and as people, because those are some things that we don't want to hear. But the true statement is that, as you say about the judgment is upon us, is here, and whether we want to hear it or not, and whether we want to see it or not, we will see it. And Allah is so merciful that He only brings upon us, He only puts us on us no more than we can bear. And little by little, whether you're ready or not, it's coming, and it's upon us already, and it's coming to us little by little. So I suggest that we all prepare ourselves, attempt to prepare ourselves and be ready, attempt to be ready for it, because it will come. And it's like to me, it's like a fast, you know. And I call a fast, the first 3 days of my fast, I call it the first days of death, because I'm dying from my old and then being rebirthed and reborn into my new. Because the first 3 days of my fast, I know when I do a fast, the first 3 days is always the roughest time. It's always hard. But after I get through the third day, I'm pretty good to go. And that's why I try to tell people that don't want to fast. I always say that it's hard and it's too hard. And so, of course it is. After difficulties comes ease. So we have to prepare ourselves for these things. We have to be willing to accept hardship, because after difficulties comes ease. But it's hard to tell people these things. It's hard to preach to them these things. And some of them, they don't want to hear it. They won't get it. They ain't trying to get it until farther down the road, along with some age maybe, or some experience, that a good, bad experience that they may have. They may tend to wake up and see some things. But on average, when things are good, going good for the average human being, I would say, you know, in his primes and things like that, and just doing well, and, you know, they trying to hear it so much, I don't really think so. I've been down that road. A lot of things that I really didn't hear myself, or I won't say I didn't hear, but I didn't accept it at that time. I just said, well, I got time, and I can still do these things, and I got some time. But I did, as a person, as myself, I did listen, and I'm not saying other people don't listen at a certain age and time. I think they do. Inshallah, they do. But this is a time where things are moving much faster now than it was when I was coming up, and so we have an obligation, I think, to somewhat keep up with what's going on around us. And Allah never makes it so inconvenient for us that we can't listen and see the signs that He has put before us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry. What I said, beautiful. As you were talking, I was thinking about, you were talking about the 3 days of fasting, and Allah revealed to me that there's 3 stages of development for the human being. And it was so beautiful, because the first day of fast represents you trying to overcome the physical habits, you know, the eating habits that you have. And it's hard, because once you get in the habit of eating all the time, it's hard to break. Now, once you go through that first day and your focus is on pleasing Allah, He helps you to overcome that. The next day is more mental than me. You think about, I got 30 days to fast. I'm talking about the fast of the Muslims now. And really, it's the fast for all people, because all the prophets didn't fast the same way as Prophet Muhammad fast. They all fought and lived the same way. And then the third day, you should be totally focused on, I'm doing this to please my Lord, and I know that after He blessed me to come through this fast, and He's purifying me, and He's going to give me the strength to go through this temptation and not succumb to all of these bad habits I got and all the evils around me. Now, the next thing I want to say, and I want to give away to the souls, is this. You're right. Almighty God, Allah
hope that judgment will come for people in this very world, and it is on them, not because the law's judgment is on them, but their judgment is on themselves, from themselves. People judge their own self by their actions, by their choices. You see, Almighty God says that. So, judgment is two stages of judgment. There's a judgment in this world, like you say, for everything we do, there's consequences. But these consequences don't stop here in this world. When we die, those consequences go home. It's on the grave to the promise of judgment. And as you say, on that day, the promise of resurrection and judgment. Almighty God, the Lord, for our own body parts will testify. Their witness against us for the things we did against His will. So, this is because, like me and you were talking the other day, over the people we were raised up in North Carolina, our age, about 58, they're dead. And I don't even see how any of those people. And I think about those people all the time. And I think about my time coming around. And what state I'm going to be in? Am I going to be ready? Am I going to be in a state of submission to the will of my Creator, or love, or am I going to be in sin? And Almighty God, Allah said, everybody, nobody is exempt. He said, everybody that died in sin, you will be resurrected and go to hell. So you see a lot of people, Muslims, Christians, Jews, in religion, man, with religion, with faith, and the past. And like they can put it on, and take it off like they do the tools. And if they don't need the help of Almighty God in so-called good times, bad times, and all times. We can make it without our Creator, Allah, at any time. And this is what we see in the world. So I hope that the listening audience will take the spirit and do self-evaluation every day and seriously ask yourself if there is a God. And you know there is a God because you exist and He created you. So you are God, everybody. But ask yourself if what He said is true, that if once I die physically, I will be resurrected out of my dead grave in His world, new world, new heaven, new earth, to give an account for all that I did in the short time that I had here on earth. Where am I going to spend eternity? In heaven or hell? Because if you won't get a second chance at His goodness to get it right, as I said before the beginning, Almighty God of all things, while we are living in the material world, it merits the time for action and spiritual profit. That means you want to enjoy the material things. You want to have them. You want to give them to them. You want to put us on the material world. But you want to use the material things for good, for mankind. Not for the bad, not to spread the evil, but to help people. You see? As a stand I would like to say that no human being should look down on another human being unless they're picking them up. Because when you pick him up, you're picking yourself up. Almighty God blesses us when we help each other. And when we hurt each other, we bring destruction and judgment on ourselves when we do wrong. So that's all I really have to say. Thank you pretty much for today. I'm going to turn it back over to the co-host. See if you have a few comments. And then we'll prepare to conclude if we don't have anyone else. You want to come up and give a comment? Thank you very much. Thank you, Brother Larry. Peace to you all. May you have a peaceful life. May you have a peaceful day. and may you have a life where you understand that it's very short and you're going to have long. Prepare your soul for your mortal soul for your immortal creator in this immortal world, unseen. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
And God, to change that in their life that they feel like they're not doing to please their Creator and try to please Him in every way that they can. This is what we are all about. It happened before. The snowstorm just came. Record-breaking storms we had. Tornadoes. Taking lives like they've never been taken before. Property being destroyed like it's never been destroyed before. We have all kinds of evil that's going on that we never heard of or thought would ever exist before. Families killing each other up, children even killing their families, searching them out, their parents rebelling, the husbands killing the whole family, getting upset, going to work, going on jobs, children going to the schools, shooting, killing one another, husbands going on the job, not just killing the wife, but killing other people on the job. These things we never thought we'd live to see that are going on today. Horrifying things. Bring back this world. Bring back this world the way when we were coming up, it was nothing like this. So we know that there is a better world. There can be a better world, a better life than what we see today. And also, we see the evil being punished like they haven't been punished, being brought out. We have seen the judgment even on in our politics. And our heads and leaders, we've seen them being judged for the evil amongst their people, and it's been brought out. It's still being brought out up by so-called rulers and leadership in Capitol Hill, the ones who are trying to make the laws for others and breaking the laws themselves. We see them. They're receiving their punishment now. So this is a very serious time to live in. And we want to thank you, ma'am, Shaheen Shabazz, for this very remindful discussion today on Judgment Day is coming soon. Are you ready? And we will let him now make this.
Before then, I want to conclude with this prayer, but I want to read some of the words out of Almighty Allah's final revelations to you all as a reminder to us all of the time we're in and the time that has always been since the beginning of time. Nothing has changed. Almighty Allah does not change His ways. Almighty God, Allah say, people, that He's all in all, meaning this, that everything created, His will works in everything. Nothing exists without the permission and the will of Allah, the Creator. But here below on earth are deceptive. He said, we should be foremost in seeking His guidance, God, Allah, and His good pleasure. He said, we should trust them completely. And he said, we must not be like those who mistook this owning this evil of the world for his serving the world. He said, his grace is for all people of the world. And if we're going to serve it, we have to love and serve all the people of the world. I mean, we'll close with the Al-Fatiha, the opening of Surah chapter of the Holy Quran. We will say it in Arabic. The best, the greatest, bless us today, we said, and then translated in English. Abudu wa iyaka nasta'in, ihdina sirata mustaqim, sirata al-ladhina anta alayhim, ghayra al-maghdubi alayhim, wa dhulin. Ameen. That is, with the name of Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the creator, cherisher, and sustainer of all the world. We seek His aid. We ask His guidance. We ask Him to protect us. We worship Him and only Him. We do not associate partners with Him. We ask Him for guidance. We ask Him to protect us, albeit of those who go astray from His guidance as after he has guided us on his straight path. I mean, peace be unto you all. Thank you for listening again. Tune in again. And with the number to call if you want any personal advice or give any contributions to help support the program, would be my cell number, which would be 336, area code 497-8734. My beautiful wife's number would be 301, area code 672-3381. Again, thank you very much. Peace be unto you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this beautiful Sunday as we listen to the life-giving, powerful, profound teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to remind you to join us again next week, same time, 10:30 a.m. Also, take the message to your friends and relatives and have them to listen in, too. May Allah's blessings be upon you. May God bless you. Have a pleasant day and a wonderful week. Until we hear each other again, meet with each other again on this radio broadcast.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking your eyes, then one can see a message of love and harmony, respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are the star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you, yes, you get brighter every day. And that you stay beautiful.
That's why I was asking about the real situation.